Chip Crunch, Memory Dreams, and the Race to Power AI. Good morning. It's Thursday, June 5th, 2026. Today's AI news tells a story about infrastructure under pressure, memory getting smarter, and privacy battles heating up. Let's start with the supply chain squeeze. TSMC, the world's largest chipmaker, just went public with something every AI company already knows. They can't keep up. The company admitted yesterday it could take, quote, a very long time to fulfill U.S. production needs for AI chips. Translation? The compute shortage isn't ending anytime soon, and if you're building anything that needs serious GPU power, your wait list just got longer. Meanwhile, OpenAI is making ChatGPT a lot smarter about remembering you. They're rolling out an upgraded memory system that builds on their dreaming feature. ChatGPT now sorts through your past conversations in the background and gets better at updating memories and tracking your preferences over time. Plus, and pro users have it now, free users get it in the coming weeks. This is the kind of update that sounds small, but changes how you use the tool daily. On the privacy front, Wired just found something Meta probably didn't want publicized. Hidden in the code of Meta's smart glasses app are references to a facial recognition system. Meta pushed back hard on the framing, but the code is there. This matters because Ray-Ban Meta glasses are already walking around airports, restaurants, and offices. If that camera can identify faces in real time, we're in a very different world than what Meta's been telling regulators. Google's experimenting with a floating AI search bar for Chrome. It's in Canary builds now, triggered by Control-Shift-Space on Windows. It opens as a standalone window with AI mode at the center. You can upload images, ask questions, and search without opening a full browser tab. It's Google betting that AI search should feel more like Spotlight or Alfred, always one keystroke away. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky is launching a new AI lab. He's staying at Airbnb, unlike Dropbox's Drew Houston, who jumped ship entirely to chase AI. But Chesky clearly sees an opening. Airbnb has tons of behavioral data, photos, and travel intent signals. An AI lab there could mean smarter recommendations, automated host tools, or something more ambitious like AI-planned itineraries. Two infrastructure stories worth noting. Kevin O'Leary agreed to downsize his massive Utah data center project, though it's still larger than Manhattan. And Meta is literally building data centers in tents, borrowing a tactic from Tesla. Both moves show how desperate the industry is for compute capacity. They're willing to cut corners on construction timelines and go with temporary structures just to get hardware online faster. On the funding side, Helion, the Sam Altman-backed fusion startup, just raised $465 million to build a power plant for Microsoft. Fusion has been 10 years away for 50 years, but Microsoft is betting real money that Helion can deliver clean, abundant power for AI workloads. If they're right, it rewrites the entire data center economics playbook. And one quick note on Anthropic. Their COO, Daniela Amode, spoke publicly about the company's upcoming IPO and brushed off doubts about AI returns. She's betting the revenue will follow the capability improvements, and Anthropic wants public markets to agree. So what does this all mean? The theme today is constraints. Chips are constrained. Power is constrained. Privacy expectations are being tested. But capital keeps flowing. And companies are finding creative ways to build anyway, even if it means putting servers in tents or betting on nuclear fusion. Here's one business idea that jumps out from today's news. Build a compute procurement service for mid-market AI companies. TSMC just confirmed what everyone suspects. If you're not a hyperscaler, you're not getting chips anytime soon. There's a real business in helping Series A and B AI startups navigate GPU waitlists, broker cloud credits, negotiate reserved capacity deals, and find alternative compute sources. Think of it as a freight forwarder, but for AI infrastructure. You'd charge a percentage of compute spend or a flat monthly advisory fee. With the chip shortage locked in for years, this isn't a short-term arbitrage. It's a structural market gap. That's your morning briefing. Stay sharp out there.